Hi everyone, my name is Olivia Jansen and I'm going to discuss the issue of nursing home neglect today. When I say the words nursing home, what do you think of? Chances are you thought of a gray and dreary place filled with sad old people being poorly taken care of. Unfortunately, this is an accurate depiction of many nursing homes in our community as well as around the country. In recent years, cases of elder abuse and neglect have been on the rise. This is largely because the amount of elderly people living in nursing homes has risen exponentially. In fact, according to Mara Fisher, a health sciences major at the University of Missouri, there were about 500,000 nursing home beds in 1963, and this number has grown tremendously to more than 1.7 million today in the United States alone. This has caused nursing homes to become severely understaffed, which has obviously had an effect on the level of care that patients are receiving. This has led to many preventable injuries and deaths. Thus, it is vital that this problem is addressed in order to ensure that all nursing home residents get the care that they need and deserve. Negligent care is a very common thing in nursing homes around the country. We have all heard the horror stories of nursing home patients being left in bed so long that they develop painful sores. Unfortunately, this is not the only kind of neglect that occurs, nor is it the most severe of cases. According to the Nursing Home Law Center, elder neglect can include anything from disregarding a diaper change from a resident to ignoring a patient's infected abscess. Some residents can go days on end without being bathed, which results in an infection or illness worsening. These are obviously horrible and disgusting things that no one should ever have to go through, much less an elderly person who was a productive member of society for decades. According to Robert Pear, a journalist for the New York Times, in addition to these things, many nursing homes become negligent because of their low staff numbers. In some nursing homes, residents are left in bed wet and labeled as incontinent and bedbound, when in fact they are continent, but the nursing home does not have enough staff to transfer them from bed to bathroom. This means that a patient may have full bodily control, but are unable to get up and go to the bathroom on their own. So they will be left in their bed and be told they are incontinent. This is because there is not enough staff to run every single patient to the bathroom on demand. This neglect is extremely dangerous to elderly residents who are already more susceptible to developing disease and infection. Leaving them to soak in their own waste leads to bad hygiene and eventually illness. In many cases, neglect can lead to much worse than disease or infection. It can also be the cause of injury or even death for numerous residents. In an article in The Nation magazine, Eric Bates recounts an incident in a nursing home in Minnesota. In this nursing home, authorities found more than 8 patients had died as a result of insufficient care. One choked to death after a nurse's aide gave her bacon and toast despite a doctor's orders to feed her only soft food because she had had difficulty swallowing. Another suffered for 3 hours after a heart attack before the home called a doctor. These patients died simply because the level of care given to them was poor. They and their doctors were blatantly ignored by the care staff, and they lost their lives as a result. In a video filmed and uploaded to YouTube by CBC News, an interviewer talks to a woman about her mother who passed away in a facility due to neglect. The woman had put a hidden camera in her mother's room in an attempt to catch the staff neglecting her. She ended up capturing the moment when she passed away. She was struggling for breath while reaching for her help button, which had been left out of her reach. She suffocated and died as a result. This woman lost her life simply because her care staff didn't take the extra time to make sure all of her needs were met. These levels of neglect are absolutely unacceptable, and more must be done to ensure this doesn't happen. A major problem with neglect is that it often leads to abuse. This happens in many nursing homes around the country, and it leads to severe bodily harm for the victims. According to David Ruppe, a journalist for ABC News, there were many examples of horrific care that took place following the year of 1999. One includes a facility in Chicago where a multitude of patients were discovered in restraints, which violated standards of health and safety. In a nursing home in San Francisco, investigators discovered hundreds of ants crawling over the body and in and out of the mouth of an 83-year-old resident. These residents were treated like animals while under the care of the nursing homes. Obviously, these examples are absolutely nauseating, and no human being should be treated this way. In these instances, the abuse these residents faced stemmed from neglect. In many cases, however, abuse occurs for the entertainment of the abuser. In the same article published by David Ruppe, a case in a nursing home is recounted in which aides had bartered with a resident who suffered brain damage. they offered the resident cigarettes to fight with another resident. The patient agreed, and the two aides watched them fight. It is absolutely dehumanizing for these residents to be coaxed to fight by their care staff. In addition, it is extremely dangerous for an elderly person to suffer any kind of physical trauma such as this due to their brittle bones and weak muscles. For something such as this to take place in a nursing home is absolutely horrendous. The issue of neglect and abuse occurring in nursing homes is an easily fixable one, believe it or not. With adequate funding from the government, nursing homes could be better staffed and those employees could be paid better wages. As of now, funding from Medicare and state are very low, despite the immense needs of the residents. Because of this, nurses are paid a minuscule average of $7 to $9 per hour, as stated by David Reppy. With this low funding, facilities are commonly understaffed. According to Eric Bates, a previously mentioned journalist for The Nation magazine, in many nursing homes, a single registered nurse is on duty, which causes a small staff of aides to be relied on to give most of the patient care. It is common to obtain small amounts of training to perform demanding tasks. These can include feeding residents and moving disabled and weak patients with little to no help from other aides. The turnover rate in the nursing home industry is nearly 100% annually. A turnover of 100% is virtually unheard of in any other career field. This clearly means that something is wrong with our nursing home industry. With more funding being put into staffing and wages, the issue of nursing home neglect could be nearly eradicated. The issue of poor care in nursing homes has been going on for years, and it is vital that this problem is addressed to ensure that residents get the care that they need and deserve. Neglect in nursing homes is very common. This neglect is a result of poor staffing and low wages. These things can cause employees to become burnt out and thus provide subpar care to the residents. The solution to this problem, however, is simple. Nursing homes need to be better funded, and those funds should go towards hiring more employees and patient care. With this change, thousands of nursing home residents will be safer and better taken care of in the last stages of their lives.